Welcome to the Fantasy Finders, where we can find any book you desire. Is there anything I can help you? Oh, it's you. Yeah, I have that book you were looking for. Give me one moment to find it. Aha, here it is. 55 Ways to Cook for Your Magical Other. Interesting choice. Someone special you'd like to impress? We don't get many people request stuff associated with the blend. Unless it's those trashy romance novels. You know, the ones that used to exist here before but got expanded out with better detail and information once the creatures actually existed here. Yeah, those have been pretty popular the last few years. Can't tell you the number of times I've had people request me to find something special. Usually Naga or Minotaur related. They're still considered niche categories, I guess. Not enough content out there, so they can be hard to find. Anyway, though, I'm starting to ramble. Was there anything else you wanted to get while you were here? Oh, you have another request? Sure, go ahead. What do you mean it's embarrassing? If it's some kind of erotica, I assure you there are no judgments here. That's not it? Well then, what is it? The Love Lives of Elves? Why do you want that book? Oh, I see. You've met an elf and want to know what to do to let her know you like her. Okay, yeah, I can do that. I haven't heard about it in a few months, so give me some time to dig around for it. And I'll give you a call when it comes in. Was there anything else? No? Okay. Here's your book, and I hope you enjoy it. Snap out of it, Cass. It's not like he'd have ever fallen for you anyway. Welcome to the Fantasy Finders, where we can find any book. Oh, hey again. Yeah, it's in. That's why I called you. It took a little finagling to get this one. There was a very desperate CEO looking for it. Probably to try and woo some other fancy elven CEO for who knows what kind of corporate greed or espionage, but I managed to work some of my charm and get it. You're really gonna owe me on this one. You wanna pay me back in a different way? What do you mean? I'm sorry, what? Dinner. You want to make me dinner. What about that elf you said you wanted to impress? I'm the elf? What? Me? Me an elf? No, that's ridiculous. Whatever gave you that idea? I mean, really, do I look like an elf? Better question, do I act like an elf? No? Exactly. I'm not some greedy, self-obsessed, conniving, two-timing trickster. You really think I'm an elf? Why? What do you mean I'm magic because I can find any book? That doesn't mean I'm not human. People all over the place have started developing abilities since the blend. My hat? So what? I'm always wearing a hat. I get cold. You lose most of your body heat through the top of your head, you know. You think I wear it to cover my ears? That's silly. Prove it. I don't have to prove it. You have your book. Now please leave. I don't want you here right now. Have a good day. God damn it, Kes. Why did you have to react that way? So what? They figured your secret out. Who cares? They obviously like you. He literally asked you out. Now I'm probably never gonna see him again. Welcome to the Fantasy Finders, where we can find any book you desire. Is there anything I can help you with? We are about to close for the night. Oh. Hi. I didn't think you'd ever come back. It's been a while since you've been in. No, wait. Please let me apologize first. Can you just lock the door behind you first? Thank you. I didn't have any right to react that way. It's just, you were right. I am an elf. And it's not an easy thing to admit in this world. Elves get seen in a generally bad light here. Greedy, self-centered, snobbish. I'm not any of those things, and while in my world it wouldn't have mattered, here it does. I can't show who I am here without someone judging me. It's a shitty feeling, but it's the truth. There's very few places I feel safe enough to be completely myself. Home, a few very close friends' houses. There's a bar I go to occasionally all the way across town. It's owned and run by an orc. But those are all private places for me. Anywhere public. Hell, even here at my own store, I can't. So when you called me out, I panicked. Would this be the end of everything? Would everyone find out my secret? I know you wouldn't have said anything. You're way too nice to do that to me, but that fear is always present. I can't tell you the number of times I've overheard someone say they wish we'd go back to our world, or that they've lost out on opportunities because folks from the Blend have taken over. It's a scary thing when you're trying to fit in somewhere you don't belong. So yeah, I'm sorry. I know I don't deserve it, but can I get a second chance on that dinner? Oh. And that's what you came in today? To ask me again? Why did you wait so long? You thought after how I reacted last time I'd still be mad at you? I guess I deserve that. truth is, I've liked you since the first time you came in. You picked up a book about ways to change your luck. You only walked in because you saw me here and wanted to ask me out. The book was the first thing you grabbed because you didn't want to come off as creepy. Oh, we're both idiots. Pining for each other from day one and both just too scared to say anything. So, I guess this is a yes to dinner? Wonderful. Would you please kiss me again? Okay. Okay, I have to finish closing up for the night. You have my number. Send me the details, and I'll see you there. Good night. Hi. I know I'm a little early, but I was still super nervous and figured if I showed up a little bit early, I might be able to help out. Since you said you were making elvish food, and that's not an easy feat. So, anyway, what are you making? Soup? What kind of soup? Stole that mushroom soup. How? Stoldad mushrooms don't grow in this world. Oh, you're using a substitute. Porcinis? Do they really taste similar? I mean, yeah, I guess you wouldn't know firsthand. But if that's what it said in the cookbook, I guess that'd make sense. That smells delicious. Wait, is that grilled duck? With an orange marmalade? You really did want to impress me, it seems. Can I get a quick taste? Please. Aw. Well, you're no fun. Anything I can do to help? Just sit and wait? Do you want me to set the table? Well, like get you all prepared. I guess I can pour some drinks, though. So, tell me, was you walking into my shop that first day really just because you saw me? Because I'll never understand how you could have been attracted to someone like me. You're smart, handsome, funny, and charming as all hell. What do you mean you're shy? I've never once seen you be shy with me. You just feel comfortable with me? I don't know what to say. Yes, I'm still covering my ears. I wanted to look a little nicer, so I chose the scarf instead of my hat. Yeah, I can take it off. No, I promise, I'm comfortable doing it. It's just, still nervous. So yeah, this is me. No, I trust you. Yes, you can touch them. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't mean to do that. I swear. It's just that our ears, like humans, can be quite sensitive, and mine, well, mine haven't been touched in a long time. Oh, gods, now you have me all flustered. Hey, is dinner almost ready? Oh, yeah, let me help plate that for you. It looks really, really good. Yeah, music's fine. Oh my gods. Excuse me while I cry a moment. This tastes amazing. And I can confirm, porcinis do in fact taste almost exactly like Stoldad mushrooms. Is everything okay? You've barely touched your food. Are you sure? Okay. Okay. What was that noise? What do you mean, what noise? You just made a noise. It kind of sounded like a moan. Particularly delicious piece of duck? No? Something else? What is it then? What do you mean not appropriate for a first date? Oh, just a thought you had? You'll have to tell me sometime there, mister. Oh god, this soup is so good. Alright. That was definitely another moan. You really need to tell me what has you making that noise. I feel like I'm missing out on something. I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You're touching yourself through your pants because I look so sexy. You keep putting me at a loss for words. No, I mean, it's certainly unorthodox, but I think it's kind of hot. You're really that turned on? Just because of me? That's really, really hot, actually. No, don't get up. I want to sit here for a little bit and finish dinner while you touch yourself. Maybe even reach a hand up my own thigh, gently caressing it, just barely grazing it while I eat, while I stare into your eyes. Do you like watching me tease myself? And the way my breathing quickens while dirty thoughts are running through my head of what you might do to me. Of what I want to do to you. Oh, fuck, I definitely just heard that zipper. Should I move my skirt out of the way? Feel myself through my panties. I'm pretty much done with the food. And there's something else I'd like to eat. After I show you something first. Why don't we move somewhere more comfortable? Your bedroom sounds perfect. Lead the way. Not yet. Let's just say I kind of want dinner and a show now. Go on, sit on that stool. I'll sit right here on the bed. Pull my dress up nice and high. Do you like them? I remember once you said that white was such a beautiful color. I bought a bunch of white clothing after that. Nothing too fancy. Just some shirts, a pair of pants, and of course some white lingerie. Back then, I think it was just wishful thinking that you'd ever see them. Can you see how wet I am already for you? And just gently rubbing my inner thighs, running my fingernails over them, wishing they were your hands, wishing it was your tongue. Yes, please take your cock out. I want to watch you stroke it while I tease myself. Just for you. All just for you. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, you're going slowly to put on a nice show for me. Oh, that really is so hot. I'm gonna just move these panties to the side now. Run a finger across my lips. Absolutely soaked for you. You want me to play with my nipples while I tease my pussy? Gladly. You look so sexy. Sitting there, stroking your cock for me. And gods, your moans are so hot. You like seeing me pinch and tease myself like this. Please, can I put a finger in? I need to feel something in me. Oh, oh yes. So fucking good. Oh, gods, I want your hands on me. Oh, but this feels too good first. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, God, so fucking close. No, not yet. I don't want to come until I'm wrapped around your cock. Besides, I need to taste you. You stay right there. Let me get in front of you. You really have such a beautiful cock. That's absolutely perfect. Can I please touch you? Thank you. You taste so good. I don't think I'll ever get enough of it. I love the way you feel in my mouth. Nice and hard. Feeling it just right. I want to take you in more. I need to show you how badly I've wanted you. Did I tell you how perfect your cock is? It's the most beautiful one I think I've ever seen, human or otherwise. I want to stay here between your thighs forever, if I could. I need more of you, please. Fuck yes. Can I ask you to do something for me? Can you face fuck me? It's a thing I've seen you humans do, but I've never had the chance to try it. And elf men can be a little too gentle sometimes. Please. I'd understand if you didn't want to. Please, come on my face. Oh my god, that's so good. Let me just... what? Just because I wanted you to come on my face doesn't mean I wasn't going to clean it up. Well, that was really nice. I am completely drenched now. Could you maybe clean me up a little? Oh, gods, yes. I'll bend over the bed. Ass up in the air like this. You want to spank me? I guess that'd be okay. Oh, fuck, I liked that. Please keep doing it. Oh, gods, that's good. Knew being hit would be fun. Oh, gods. Did you just lick me through my panties? How do I taste? Sweeter than dessert. I'll take that as a compliment. I need your tongue on me more, please. Yes. Shove my panties to the side. Oh, gods, that's heavenly. Oh, fuck. Please, keep going. Just like that. Yeah. Oh. Feels so good. Oh, can you please spank me some more, too? Oh, fuck, it's too good. Oh, God. Oh, God. About using a condom for me. We elves can't get your human illnesses, and I take a monthly herbal mixture to prevent possible pregnancies. Please, I need you. I need you to fill me up with your cock and your cum. Gods, please, I'm begging you. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, fuck, yes. Holy hell, just like that. Absolutely perfect. I might just need to worship that again some more later if you'd like me to. Oh, gods, please don't stop. Oh, fuck, do that again. Yes, please, 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 touch my ears again. Oh, fucking hell, that's so much better than I'd have ever thought. Yeah, I said they're sensitive, but they aren't normally touched during sex. Holy fuck, please keep going. Oh, please keep going. Yeah. I mean, oh, fuck, and now a hand on my tits. Squeezing them so tightly. Oh, and you're pinching my nipples. Oh, gods, it's too much. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm so close. So close. So very, very close. Oh god, please keep going. Keep going. I told you I want you to come inside me. Oh god. 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 So much of your cum dripping out of me now. Can we cuddle after I get cleaned up? Oh, where's your bathroom? Thanks. Yeah, I'd love some water. I'll be back in a moment. Thanks again for the water. Oh, and you brought me a shirt to change into. You figured it'd be comfier than my dress for sleeping in. When did I say I was gonna stay? I'm kidding. I'd love to, if you'd like me to. Now that I know you've liked me all this time, I don't want to waste any more of it. Come on, let's go cuddle up. I want to know what it feels like. No, I've never cuddled. Sorry, elves aren't the most affectionate people out there. This. Now this is something I could get used to. No. I'm not sleeping. I'm okay. I promise. You weren't too rough on me. Yes, I enjoyed every moment of it. I'm still here, aren't I? Snuggled up next to you, all nice and warm. You're running a hand through my hair. I feel safe and comfortable. I haven't even thought about trying to hide my ears since you had me take my scarf off. This is an amazing feeling, and I never want it to end. Can we stop talking now and just keep cuddling? I think I want to know what it's like to sleep next to you too. Yeah, this has definitely been a very unorthodox date. But then I guess that's to be expected when an elf and a human like each other.
No, no more talking.